This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Francis Davis has a review of a new recording by British violinist Nigel Kennedy. Kennedy doesn't accept the traditional boundaries between classical music and jazz. On his new compact disc, he plays the music of Bartok and Ellington.
Duke Ellington's Come Sunday from his suite Black, Brown, and Beige, as interpreted by the young British violinist Nigel Kennedy. The arrival of yet another classical violinist with a yen for jazz isn't likely to thrill jazz fans who witnessed the spectacle of the great Itzhak Perlman trying to get down and dirty with Stan Getz and Dizzy Gillespie on a PBS special from the White House a few years ago. For too many classical musicians, jazz is an occasion for sloppiness. But Nigel Kennedy is a godsend, a classical violinist who lavishes as much care on Duke Ellington's music as he does on Bela Bartok's. That's the conclusion one draws from music by Ellington and Bartok, Kennedy's new compact disc on EMI. If anything, Kennedy does Ellington more justice than he does Bartok. His reading of Bartok's Sonata for Solo Violin strikes me as slightly overinflated, although this impression might have something to do with the forced intimacy of digital recording. It has a way of making even the silences between notes sound triple fortissimo. But surprisingly, his interpretation of selected portions of Ellington's Black, Brown, and Beige is above reproach. Actually, Kennedy's performance is an act of recomposition rather than interpretation. As performed by the Duke Ellington Orchestra in 1943, Black, Brown, and Beige was a sprawling mural-like work. Kennedy offers a scaled-down version for violin and bass. For the most part, he zeroed in on the first section of the work, the section that Ellington subtitled Black. Kennedy has retitled it Mostly Black because, as you'll hear if you're familiar with the original, he's taken numerous liberties with the material. So what we have here, finally, is a performance that is at once a reduction and an expansion. It's simultaneously faithful and imaginative. In other words, it's close to ideal. Here's a sample. work song from Duke Ellington's Black, Brown, and Beige, as reimagined and performed by violinist Nigel Kennedy. Kennedy is essentially a classical violinist, but his interplay with bassist Alec Dankworth on this Duke Ellington material shows that he possesses the mother wit necessary for jazz improvisation. Kennedy's dual skills in jazz and classical music should be more common than they are. After all, we hear a lot these days about how jazz and classical music are finally merging. But it seems to me that all of the meaningful gestures in this direction are coming from jazz, and primarily from its composers rather than its instrumentalists. Oh sure, I know about Wynton Marsalis, but he plays trumpet, an instrument very few 20th century classical composers have favored with new works. And he strikes me as a jazz musician only moonlighting as a classical virtuoso. The reverse is true of Richard Stoltzman, the clarinetist with the Tashi Quartet. He approaches jazz as a dilettante. So you can see why I'm so excited about Nigel Kennedy, who clearly thinks of Bartok and Ellington not just as 20th century contemporaries, but as equals. It's ironic in a way that Kennedy is British, because he exemplifies the kind of musician American conservatories should be turning out in greater numbers, and would be, if only our classical music establishment could cure itself of its masochistic European bias.
Our jazz critic Francis Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s. He also writes about jazz for The Atlantic and the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Nigel Kennedy's new recording, Music by Ellington and Bartok.